Welcome to Hungry for God Church free weekly podcast. Enjoy this message by Vernell J.R. Samuel. For more information about Hungry for God Church, visit h4gchurch.com.
The last 2 weeks we've been speaking about a series called Soul Food, as Ryan mentioned. Can we give the worship team a round of applause? Thank you. You guys are great. Thank you. We've been speaking about soul food, food for our soul, and I wanted to talk about breaking bread this week, but I'm going to save that for next week because we're going to actually be doing that when we take communion. And I just felt like before I actually get there, I just wanted to talk to you guys for a few minutes about just being hungry for God. You know, that's the name of our church, but it's not just a cliche. That's, you know, that's my heart, and that's the heart of our ministry, that we will be a people who will be hungry for God. Now, why is that so important? Why is that so important? Why is that critical to know how to be hungry and why we ought to protect our hunger? You know, the Bible says in Matthew 5, I think it's verse 6, that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, that word blessed is very important because the word blessed implies that God is the one. It's very important that you understand, and that word know is not talking about an intellectual knowing. It's not talking about something that you can articulate from a mental place. The word know, that word know in the Greek, is actually means to know by experience or to know with a personal encounter. To know with personal encounter. You see, Marlon, what happens is our education system teaches us that when we know something is when I can explain it. So I know math because I can explain it. God's point of view is knowing is not about what you can explain. It's what you have experience in. We have teachers today who will teach you about stuff they have no experience in. All they know is what the book says. You got teachers who teach you about the stock market, but don't invest. But from the world's point of view, we accept that as he's educated. He knows what he's talking about. But from God's point of view, is you don't know what you're talking about until you have an experience. Hallelujah. Again, that translates into the church now, because we have people who will talk about God but don't know God. That's what religion is all about. People who know about him, talk about him. And until you get a revelation from God about who he is, all you're doing is operating from assumption, right? I have an assumption. I don't have a revelation. People that think they know you are assuming things about you. But the people you know you. Because why? You have a personal relationship. You have a personal experience with them. Come on. So I don't want to be in a realm of assumption. People know about you from Facebook or Instagram, but they really don't know you. We read the book about God and we think we know him. But the book is supposed to lead you to him. As long as I just know the book, all I know is his words. But Jesus said, you search the scriptures and you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. So you need to come to me that you have eternal life. Come on. One of the hardest things is trying to get a people who have been educated beyond their obedience to try to learn how to obey God from a place of experience. Because we know so much about him. So I tell you about God the healer, and you say, I know God can heal, but then you're sick and you don't want nobody to pray for you to get healed. I know about the God who heals, but have you experienced his healing? That's what we're hungry for. Not just more knowledge. We're hungry for the experience with God. Hallelujah. Are you hungry for more? I want you to get hungry. I want you to get an appetite for miracles. I want you to get an appetite for the supernatural. I know people explain that stuff away, but it happens. It still happens. We see it. But the more hungry we get for it, is the more we'll experience it. I'm almost done. In Acts 4, the Bible says that Peter and James and Peter and John were arrested for preaching about Jesus. And then the Bible says in Acts 4, they gathered together and they were praying for them to get released from prison, right? And when they were praying, they were saying, Lord, we pray that boldness will come upon them to continue to preach and that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and work miracles in your name. Here's the catch. They prayed that the apostles would continue to preach in the midst of persecution, but they also had an expectation that when they preached, miracles were supposed to happen. So we want people to preach and talk about God, but then there's no expectation of the signs and wonders that should follow you when you preach. And that's experience. Jesus didn't just talk about heaven, he helped you experience heaven. You know, heaven is not just some place you die to go to. It's a place that you have experience now. Jesus said, heaven is at hand. It's available. It's at reach. It's at your reach. So here it is, Ephesians 3:19. You have it. To know, everybody say to know, by experience, the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. There it is, right? That sounds like an oxymoron, to know something that passes knowledge. How do I know something that goes past knowing something? Yeah? To know him, not through intellect, by experience, passes information. To know God's love, which passes knowledge, so that I can be what? Filled with the fullness of God. So the apex of the human life is being filled with the fullness of God. It's being filled by the presence of God. The climax or the pinnacle of human existence, not just Christian, the human life, is to be filled with the presence of God. That's what your soul is longing for. That's what your soul is craving for, and it will never be satisfied with anything else. Amen? And we experience that when we desire it, when we hunger for it. Because the only way I can get filled up with something is if I get hungry for it. And how do I get a hunger? God gives me a hunger. So here it is. I want you to get hungry. I want you to pray. And I want you to ask God to fill you up with his presence, to fill you up with his spirit, to fill you up. There are some things in your life you will never be able to change. You will never be able to break unless you just simply ask God to fill me up with his presence. And when the fullness of God comes, you get the fullness of joy. You get the fullness of satisfaction. You get the fullness of pleasure. Your soul, the epitome, the greatest pleasure you can ever have in life is to be filled up with God's presence. Because that's what you were born for. Say that, I was born for the presence of God. I was born to be in his presence. I was born to be filled with his presence. Hallelujah. And the good news is that Jesus Christ died and made a way for all of us to experience him. That's the good news, that peace on earth. The Prince of Peace was born in our world so that every single person can have access to his presence. It's not something I got to work for. It's not something I got to strive for. All I got to do is want it. All I got to do is get hungry for it. Amen? So let's all stand. I want to just pray. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Anybody sense the presence of God? Anybody want his presence? We're going to do two things. This is what I want you guys to do. You guys are going to pray for one another to get hungry. You're going to partner with somebody. I want you guys to connect with somebody. Somebody you don't know, it's okay. Just introduce yourself. Tell them your name. Introduce yourself. I'll prefer a brother with a brother and a female with a female. A brother with a brother and a female with a female. It's okay. You don't got to be deep about this. You don't got to, you know, be a prayer warrior. All you're going to do is just connect with somebody, and I just want you to bless them. I really feel we talked about fellowship last week, right? So there's something powerful about fellowship. So just connect with somebody, another brother, if you can, male to male, female to female. And you guys, I just want you guys to just take 1 minute. We're just going to pray and ask God to give the person that you're praying for a hunger for him. You're going to ask that they will be filled, that they will have experience with God. It's not something that I can preach you into. It's something that you got to desire your heart into. You got to be hungry for. So let's just pray that for each person that you're praying for, let's take 1 minute. Say, Lord, I want you to fill that person up with your spirit. I want you to give them a revelation. Just start praying. Go ahead. I want you to just give them a new understanding of your word. Father God, I ask that everyone in this room will have experience with you, that they will be filled to overflow, that, Father, something on the inside of them is going to be stirred up, that it's going to be a new hunger, a new passion, a new desire, that, Father God, let their appetite change after today. Let there be a new hunger and a new longing in their souls, God, a thirst, a hunger that will relate to knowing you. It's not going to be found in anything else because it is you alone that satisfies the longing in our souls. Father, we thank you today that the gift of hunger is being birthed in our hearts, that you are giving us a new passion, a new desire, that you are taking the taste away for the lesser things of this world, and you are giving us a hunger and a taste for the eternal things, those things which are above. I pray that the supernatural will begin to be released over their lives, that, Lord God, that there will be a hunger for miracles again, for signs and wonders, for a deep, intimate relationship with you. We were born for you. We were born for your presence. We were born for you, Lord God. We were created for your glory. So we ask now, Lord, that you will open up our hearts again, open up our minds again to want to desire you and experience you like never before. Hallelujah. God, I thank you right now that it is your grace. It is by your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for opening up the way so that heaven can be made available to us at every moment, at every second, and every hour. Thank you, God, for hunger. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the mercies. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your goodness. Fill our souls up with goodness today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, 15 more seconds. Come on. We bless them, Father. We bless the hand of the person we're holding today, Lord. Let their hearts be changed. Their hearts be changed. The desires and our appetites be changed. We're longing for you, God. The newness for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us up to overflow, God. Let us not be satisfied with anything less but the fullness. Let us not be satisfied with anything less but fullness. Hallelujah. Come on. And when you finish, just lift up your hands. Just bless God and clap your hands. Just thank the Lord for a new hunger today, a new appetite. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough, revelation to your promises. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, feel something stirring up. Come on, just keep bless his name. Just keep blessing him. There's a hunger, an appetite. Get excited about the hunger. Get satisfied about your hunger. You're not here today by accident. God led you here. He stirred your heart to be here. That means he wants you to experience him. That means he wants to reveal himself to you. So, Father, here I am. Here we are, Lord. Let us never be satisfied with anything less than the fullness of your glory, oh God. Wow. Say this prayer with me together. Say, Father, I thank you for the gift of hunger. Lord, you are the only one that can satisfy my soul. I've been longing for something more. And I'm finally realizing that it's going to be fulfilled only through you. Holy Spirit, fill me up so that I can know you. Let my soul be filled to overflow. Change me from the inside out. Let your desires become the greatest desires that I live for. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.